Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, St. Therese, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Today we honor one of the most popular saints of our modern times, and devotion to St. Therese has spread throughout the world. She who was just spent her time as a contemplative nun of Carmel in a convent in a small hidden corner of France, her spirit has traveled around the world, and she has become beloved of both men and women in her little way, which teaches us that spiritual childhood of doing everything for love of for God with great love, and that with that we have unbounded confidence in God's mercy. Saint Therese, when we think of Saint Therese, we often reflect upon her little way, that she reminds us that it's not great deeds that we're called to do, but to do little deeds with great love. That love is the key in all that we carry out for God. That if we do not have love, it means nothing. But that love, love is the key by which we do all things. She said once that even just by sweeping the floor, she was giving great glory to God, because she was sweeping the floor with great love for God to please Him. To please Him. There are so many things we can reflect upon in her little way, and in her own life we see how she bore greatly the sufferings of Christ in her illnesses, and accepted these illnesses with great peace, offering them to God, and promising that she would spend her heaven doing good on earth. When we look to Saint Therese, we know that she had a great love for the Eucharist, and that she often had commented that she wished she could be a priest, but she, understanding her role as she went through, when she meditated upon St. Paul, discovered that her vocation was love, that she was to be the heart of the church, to be love. And in this we see the great love by which she was able to do so much for God in her suffering, and offering that suffering, especially she offered her sufferings in her prayers for priest. There's a beautiful little book called Maurice and Therese, in which she wrote to this missionary priest, this French missionary priest in Africa, and he said, "I'll be so embarrassed when I see you in heaven, because then you'll see all my sins and know all my sinfulness." And she wrote back to him that, to the contrary, "I will rejoice I will rejoice and praise the mercy of God." Saint Therese had also a beautiful love for Our Lady, and of course this initiates as well for us this beautiful month of the Holy Rosary, and one of her. Amongst all her talents, Saint Therese was a very talented artist, and you can see online some of the beautiful things she painted. She was quite talented in painting, and also in composing prayers and hymns. And this is just a small quote from a poem she wrote, "Why I Love You, Mary." O you who came to smile on me at the dawn of life's beginning, come once again to smile on me, Mother. The night is nigh, I fear no more your majesty, so far removed above me, for I have suffered much with you. Now hear me, Mother mild, O let me tell you face to face, dear Mother, how I love you, and say to you forevermore, I am your little child. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.